Good morning. I'm Mitch Wertlieb, and this is VPR News. Another airline is bringing service to Burlington International Airport. Frontier Airlines announced Wednesday it'll start offering nonstop service between Burlington and Orlando, Florida, beginning in February. Gene Richards is the airport's director of aviation and says the new service gives Vermont travelers more options, both in terms of direct flights and connecting flights. He says Frontier may offer more flights in the future.
This is a relationship that we've been building for some time, about 36 months. And this is something that's the right timing for Frontier to be here. The relationship is at a level where we have good trust, and we expect there to be continued growth.
Richard says Burlington competes with about 500 other airports working to get airlines to provide them with service. Voters in Holland, Vermont have decided to close their local elementary school rather than face a merger with the neighboring school district. The Caledonian Record reports many tears were shed Tuesday as voters decided in favor of closing Holland Elementary at the end of the current school year. Students will receive tuition to attend Derby Elementary School, and the school board will pay Derby for busing costs and building maintenance. The move affects about 30 students between kindergarten and sixth grade if Derby accepts. Some residents blamed Act 46 for the closure, saying the state's district merger plan gave them no other choice. A proposed smoking ban at town parks is getting a lot of attention in St. Johnsbury. The Caledonian Record reports the town's select board discussed the draft ordinance at this week's meeting, and members said they've been hearing from their constituents also. One resident at the meeting said the issue is not smoking so much, but litter from discarded cigarette butts. Another said it's unnecessary to ban outdoor smoking. The ban includes smokeless tobacco products and would impose fines of $50 to $200. A public forum on the proposed ordinance is scheduled for October 9th. In New Hampshire, a federal judge has temporarily halted the deportation of an Indonesian woman, at least until he can rule on the legality of her detention. Eddie Tom has been held at a county jail since May when she was detained at an immigration checkpoint on Interstate 93. Foster's Daily Democrat reports Tom had been living in Portsmouth and had previously lived in Dover for many years. Tom entered the U.S. in 2000 and overstayed a tourist visa. A petition for asylum was denied. Eye in the sky for today. Morning fog will burn off and then partly to mostly sunny north, gradually decreasing clouds south, possibly a shower or afternoon thundershower near the Mass border, and highs today mid-70s to low 80s.